And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And we do car reviews on almost a weekly basis, pretty much, myself and Richard. And Richard, this last week, we got a chance to drive a couple of different vehicles. I will start. I drove the new Mercedes. They call it the EQ or the EQE, which is their all-electric vehicle. I happen to drive the 4MATIC version, which is their all-wheel drive. This is a sedan, by the way. Both of these vehicles, I should say, the all-wheel drive and non-all-wheel drive. All-wheel drive is around 107 plus. The non-all-wheel drive version, the non-4MATIC, is about 104 and then goes up from there. What I will tell you, though, Richard, is as far as the power, styling, interior comfort, I mean, this car is a home run all the way around the block. About the only complaint I have on this car is it's kind of got a look to where either you love it or you don't. And I had differences of opinions on folks as far as the styling is concerned, as far as exterior goes. But I will tell you, as far as functionality, I drove this car in the snow. It had winter tires on it, drove it in the snow. No issues there one way at all. I mean, this thing just flat out works. And I will tell you that, and I've said this before and I'll keep saying it. You look at what Tesla's done. Yes, they've been a leader. Yes, they've done a great job when it comes to the ingenuity and the technology end of things, but I'll tell you what, this is by far, in my opinion, a much better car than what a Tesla is, Richard.
Yeah, and obviously I didn't really get to drive it, but got to take a peek at it, and looks like a nice car, and that's one of the things that you and I have talked about several times, right, Dad, is just the idea that Tesla and their technology, I think, is second to none, right? I think that they are really kind of cream of the crop. However, they maybe lack a little bit of the luxury and such. And so, folks, if you're in the market for an electric car, I would definitely be on the lookout because there's lots of new stuff coming down the pipeline, Dad. And obviously, this is just one example of them, right? You know, a really beautiful car for $100,000. But again, folks, an electric vehicle, you don't have as much maintenance as far as some of this other stuff goes, you know, that you typically do on a combustion engine.
True.
Lots of other factors. And yeah, honestly, that looks like a great car that I think is going to compete really well in that market.
No, I will. You look at a Model S and you look at this and you look at the price comparison even, and I would buy, I'll say it straight up, I would buy the Mercedes-Benz all-wheel drive version over a Tesla. I'll just be that straight up. Now, this car that we drove is a preliminary car, I should say. They're not quite out at the dealers yet. You can order one, and I would highly suggest if that's something you'd like to do, please go to your Mercedes dealer and do so. It's hard to test drive one of these. You're going to be hard-pressed to find one to drive. But if it's a car you think you like and you want more info on it, you can even text me or email me directly, and I'll walk you through some other things that I particularly cared for that we really can't get into the depths of in this review itself on air live, Richard, and for those of you listening. But if you want to know more about it, please let me know. Also, if you want to order one, go to your local Mercedes dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.